It's a wonderful pleasure to have in the WBJC studio lutenist Ron McFarlane, who has come out with a new CD, a solo CD, his first for more than a decade, so this is cause for celebration. Welcome to WBJC, Ron. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So the CD called The Celtic Lute, music of your ancestors, I believe, Scottish and Irish. And the music obviously holds a really special part in your heart.
It really does. I think ever since the 1970s, when I first heard Scottish and Irish bands, like the Chieftains, like the Bothy Band, Clannad, and many, many others, I just fell in love with that music. Felt a connection that went right down my spine. And I don't know if that has anything to do with blood or if it's just somehow I feel like I resonate to that music. But I've loved it for decades now.
It's easy to put them together under one umbrella, but in actual fact, Irish folk music and Scottish folk music are quite distinct. How would you define the two genres quite differently?
There's a lot of overlap, but I would say that Scottish music tends to use somewhat more angular melodies. They tend to go with basically having a tonic on one and then on the flatted seventh, alternating back and forth. I think they tend to use more pentatonic melodies and often avoid the thirds in the harmony. So you get more stark, spare harmonies. Whereas, and I'm making such broad generalizations, but in Irish music, I get a sweeter quality, a tendency of using more major thirds, of having more rolling kind of rhythms, as opposed to the angular, jagged rhythms that you often find in Scottish music. Probably best exemplified by the Scotch snap, where instead of a yump-ba-dun, instead of having that, you'll have ba-dun-da-dun, yump-da-da-dun. And that's very typically Scottish.
That is a very Scottish rhythm. So working on all of these arrangements yourself for this album, I'm imagining there must have been a tremendous amount of research that went into that, right?
Yes. In fact, there's a large body of Scottish music that was arranged for the lute in the 17th century. So I took these arrangements, especially a book called the Balcarres Lute Book, as my model for arranging. Because many of these Scottish tunes were not necessarily conceived for the lute. They were just great melodies that lute players fell in love with 400 years ago and then made their own arrangements. So I used their arrangements as models for how to make these melodies work on the lute. And I think they worked marvelously well, especially the music of Turlough O'Carolan, the Irish harp player and composer. I was surprised how naturally it works on the Baroque lute, almost as if it were conceived for that instrument. I really had a great time with that.
This is a CD called The Celtic Lute. It has just been released by Sono Luminous, and it features lutenist Ron McFarlane, his first solo album for more than a decade. And there is more information on Ron's website, which is ronmcfarlane.com. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.